Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jared Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning, following up on a night when the Phillies win, but so does Atlanta. So the Phil's still three out. Week and a half to go. This thing is, clock is moving. Ben Simmons, the saga continues. What a mess. We'll get into that. And, of course, the Eagles preparing for Dallas. That big game, showdown, first place on the line Monday night. We'll talk about it all today with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and John Richie. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, Nintendo was founded 132 years ago today.
No.
132 years ago today.
So they made different
Nintendo
products. Nintendo. Yeah, okay.
The company was founded by Fusajiro Yamauchi.
Okay.
And it began by selling hand-painted playing cards, which eventually became the most popular brand in all of Japan.
So the gaming business the whole way.
Gaming from the start.
But they evolved. All right,
good
working. Cool.
They're like Madonna.
Exactly. They're not quite as old.
Permutations.
But I never would have thought Nintendo started in the 1800s. All right, let's kick it off here today. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Phils. We'll certainly get to the Ben Simmons thing. But, John, let's kick it off with the Eagles. You know, I had asked a question to one or two of our guests yesterday, just sort of trying to get a sense of where they were with this team through two games. And I'd said, hey, the 2021 Philadelphia Eagles are – finish the sentence. John, let's tackle it ourselves. Through two games, what we know about this team, there are still some things we don't know about the team. I'm curious, John, from you and everyone listening right now at 215-592-9494. Answer the question. Fill in the blank. The 2021 Philadelphia Eagles are what? I'll tell you this, Sean. Here's what I think they are. I think the Eagles are a team that will be in it to the very end of the regular season. I think they'll play a game week 17. I think they'll play a game week 18 that matters. I think the Eagles may make the playoffs or may miss it, but I believe they'll make it. Like, it's going to come right down to the end, and I think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. Here's what I think they are. I think they're a team with a very good defense. You know, let me lay out a couple.
This
John,
is so wishful thinking.
Let me lay out a couple facts.
Over the top.
A couple facts you might not be aware of. I saw it in an ESPN article yesterday. They're tied. The defense is tied for second in points allowed per game. That's really good. They've given up 11.5 points per game on defense. They're third in.
Let's see if they finish the season.
I understand.
For second
we'll say. They're third in passing yards per game allowed, only 162.
You know that you understand that any stat that you're going to use after two games,
it's a small sample
is
size.
A skewed stat.
It's a small sample size. I don't disagree.
You play one team that just stinks to high heaven. You play another team that has a quarterback that can't hit the broadside of a barn. It skews the stat.
It does skew the stat. I don't disagree with that. But I think they have a pretty good defense. They're first in the NFL in stopping teams from chunk plays of 20 yards or more. They've only given up one play of 21 yards or more. I think they have a good defense.
The stats would sort of show you that. I don't think the defense has the personnel to hold up.
All right, well, listen, we'll get into that. And let me tell you where I'm at with the Eagles on offense. Philadelphia Eagles are what? They are a team with a developing quarterback who is clearly a work in progress. That limits what the offense can do. Now, he's good at running. He's okay at passing. I don't think he's a developed quarterback yet, and that affects the way Sirianni calls a game, I think. They have a good offensive line, and on the whole, they're – skill position players. I'm going running backs, tight ends, and wide receivers all combined. Skill position players are probably average. Goddard's a good tight end. Devontae Smith, I think, is going to be an above-average wide receiver. The other wide receivers on the whole are probably...
Oh, now he's above average, potentially, instead of a slam dunk star.
No, but I mean, I'm saying right now in his rookie year, I didn't expect him to catch 100 passes this year. I really didn't.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
You
exactly.
Like, you talked like he was going to.
No,
be,
I know.
He's going to be a star.
I think he's going to be a star. Look, no, but I never said that this year. The 2021 Philadelphia Eagles are a team that will be in it from the end. They will benefit from a relatively easy schedule, and I think we're seeing the early goings of a playoff team. That's where I'm at.
Okay,
talk to me, John.
The relatively easy schedule keeps getting harder and harder when I watch these teams we're about to play every week.
And you're talking Carolina and
I am concerned
about
some of those teams.
And the Raiders. I understand. Yeah. What are they, John?
That's an issue.
Tell me what the Eagles are. Yeah, what are they?
They are better than I expected, but deficient in too many ways to be good. And we were all here's another thing. What are the Eagles? They're worse than when they started the year. Because they just lost Brandon Graham.
That hurts.
Because they just lost Brandon Brooks for who knows how long.
Yep.
An already thin roster that was, you know, very top heavy. Yeah, you know, loaded with guys who've been around older. I mean, that's part of the concern with building a team of old players.
Yeah, no,
you lose them.
You do.
And now we're gonna have to they're better than I expected, but still deficient. We were already thin. We've lost. Man, it hurts what we've lost. And we're worse than when we started the year. But we are going to make games out of it. We are going to keep things close. I believe that with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, you've always got a chance to spin the impossible out of a lost play. Which is great, which is frustrating for defenses, that's for sure. I don't think we're the type of team that's going to go out there and get blown out. I think we're going to play hard for our coach, but we're just not good enough. We want to be. We're trying. I like our scheme.
They do have good. They also have good effort. They're fighting out there.
Absolutely,
I mean, they definitely show fight, which helps.
That's big. We are a team who has bought in.
Yeah, I agree
to
with
the
that.
System,
I agree
and
with
that does matter. But we just don't have enough players that are great.
Well, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. You can finish a sentence here today. Eagles are what? We're not projecting years and years from now. What's Sirianni? I mean, we're not talking about all that for years and years from now. We're just saying right now, this team, two games, our assessment, your assessment. This team this year is what? You tell us, 215-592-9494. John, you had an interesting phrase there. You said deficient in too many ways. What are, in your opinion, are the main deficiencies? What stands out to you that makes you say deficient in too many ways?
Pass rush. I don't think edge. I mean, how many years has it been? And we lost our best edge rusher. And Brandon Graham.
That does hurt.
Serious. That is a serious problem.
It hurts.
In today's NFL, where it's all about getting to the quarterback, we've got D tackles who we think are pretty good at that, but their position prevents them from getting to the quarterback. I mean, playing D tackle, it comes with the territory. You're not going to get major, you know, pressures and sacks, that sort of thing. We have wide receivers who are small. We saw in this last game that there's a certain type of play, a certain type of pass that we're not going to be good at, which is like 50-50 ball type thing.
Right.
Devontae Smith, he's got a lot of positives, and he gets a lot of separation. But then when he doesn't, is he going to go up and fight someone for that 50-50 ball? No. We're told Jalen Reagor
can
jump out of the gym. I don't think he goes up and fights for it.
I don't either.
We're sort of like pigeonholed with what we can do. And I do think that's part of why these plays are called the way they're called.
I agree with you.
Because the coaches know what they have.
Yep, I agree with that.
We are deficient, Joe. Deficient. I mean, and you can go down the list. You know, The running back group, I really like Kenny Gainwell. We have a running back in Miles Sanders who is deficient in the pass game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I saw them line Miles Sanders up on the outside in this last game where they tried to do a Kenny Gainwell thing with them. They lined him up as a wide receiver on the outside. You know what he did? He ran the wrong play. The wrong route. It was a route that he had to sight adjust. If it's this coverage, you run here. If it's this coverage, you run here. He read it wrong. Jalen Hurts read it right.
Yeah, I remember
he
that.
He threw the ball where it was supposed to be, and Miles Sanders is standing there like, that's nowhere close
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I remember
Well,
that.
It's your
yeah.
fault, Miles Sanders. Yeah. You need to catch the balls that come your way, and you need to run the right routes. We have issues, and it's not one position group. It's across the board. We're just not quite good enough.
You don't think they'll be in it to the very end?
No.
Okay, let's.
I still think that they are 6 wins.
Okay, let's go to the phones and see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. Am I too high on the Eagles? Is John too low? How do you assess how we assess what they are, and how do you assess them? I mean, floor is yours. Eagles are what? Through two games, the assessment of them and what they'll be this year, what are they? 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Lou in Sicklerville. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah.
Thanks for
I got
calling,
some questions. Got some comments about your premise here.
Sure.
The Eagles, they're going to dazzle us with spectacular plays like 91-yard receptions, and then they're going to leave the field with no points. They don't know how to win. That falls on the coach. And my concern is Jalen Hurts is such a winner. He's played in, you know, every season he's played since 16 years old has ended with a championship on the line, and he's not going to see that this year.
Well, except for last year.
Well, he didn't start the whole season,
okay,
but
yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, you're saying when he starts. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, he might end up this season forcing passes, which I saw last year. He started forcing a few things, trying to make things happen himself, and his numbers might end up bad, and then the season's going to end with him having interceptions, and then we're going to be looking for another quarterback, and that's unfortunate because he's going to feel like he has to carry this himself because of Sirianni's inability to manage a game.
I think you're too down.
No, that was more the Carson Wentz thing, forcing things. Like, I didn't think that Jalen was forcing – by the end of last year, when there was no one, when things were decimated, and he was trying to sort of do things more all himself, he fell into that trap a little bit. But I don't think what we've seen this season leads me to that conclusion.
I agree with John. And Lou, where I also disagree with you, I think you're too down on Sirianni. Look, I thought he made some big mistakes Sunday, and I've talked about that, and I'll continue to talk about that. But I think you're almost damning Sirianni out of the gate unfairly. I mean. I just don't agree with your assessment of him.
There's going to be growing pains.
Do you think that Jalen is going to be do you think in the back of Jalen's mind he is competing against the Eagles' options at quarterback for next year, which include Malik Willis and Spencer Rattler and perhaps even Aaron Rodgers?
I'll be very clear. I hope Jalen Hurts is thinking about it. I want Jalen Hurts thinking about it.
I
mean, if Jalen Hurts isn't thinking about the fact that he's got to lay it on the line in the next 15 games – to prove to the Philadelphia Eagles organization that he should be the quarterback next year, then his head's not screwed on right. If I'm Jalen Hurts, that's the way I'm thinking. I'm thinking, yeah, listen, I get it. I wasn't a first-round pick. I wasn't a top-10 pick. I was a second-round pick who's gotten an opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity. He is the starting quarterback of a pro football franchise. There are 32 of them in the world. He's got a great opportunity. He's got to seize it. And, yeah, he should be thinking about those. No, he shouldn't be dwelling on it too much. But, yeah, be aware of the fact that you have this opportunity. If you fail, they're going to boot you out because that's the way life goes. That's the way it works. 215-592-9494. The Eagles are what? You tell us. We'll get into the Phils and the Ben Simmons nonsense. And Doc Rivers, some of what he said yesterday was for cause. Some of it was just flat-out lies. We'll address it all throughout the day. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.